Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to the Clear the Screen show. I'm Melissa Dealey.
And I'm Billy Adme, and this is the Clear the Screen podcast where anxiety ends and abundance begins. Now, what is different about this show compared to all the other amazing shows out there? One major thing is that we work with the unconscious mind, not just the conscious mind. And why do we do that? The reason is because the conscious mind is barely 10% of your mind. And so, you know, we always talk about, let's do things the easy way. We have an easy button. The easy button is your unconscious mind. Because guess what? It's the 90%. So if you want to go down the highway in first gear, sure, use the conscious mind. That's the willpower. And guess what? It burns out. If you want to go down the highway in fifth and sixth gear and you want to be cruising, this is where learning how to access, harness, and get the unconscious mind working for you as opposed to against you. This is the difference between doing things the easy way and the hard way. You know, we're all about doing the most amount of work with the least amount of effort.
And again, Billy?
We want to do the most amount of change with the least amount of work. And if you're here, it's likely because there's something that's blocking you and you want to up-level your life. The way you need to up-level your life is to go back to where the programming is, the software, i.e. your unconscious mind. That's where you need to shift it. Shifting and rewiring at a conscious level is literally doing things the hard way. And I don't know about you, Melissa, I'm done doing things the hard way.
I'm absolutely done.
I want life to flow. Life isn't supposed to be hard. If it's hard, guess what? You're doing it wrong.
You're using the wrong tool for the job. You don't want to build a house with a hammer. And when you're creating change in your life, you have to use the right tool. And you have to go to the place where the program is held in the first place. You can't change the program in your conscious mind if the program isn't actually even there, right?
That's like me wanting to update my software on my phone and doing it on my laptop. That's not the same place. If I want to update my phone, I got to do it in the phone. Same thing. The programming lives in the unconscious mind. So you want to reprogram it in the unconscious mind. Otherwise, you're using willpower. And again, that's the hard way of doing things. So let's stop doing the hard way.
And we know that's the hard way of doing things because the gyms are all full at the beginning of January. And by the end of January, they're not nearly as full because people's willpower is already burned out.
Runs out.
And what I love about this work, Billy, was just the fact that I learned that we can change our programming.
Right.
We grow up with you. Yeah, exactly. Who knew? We grow up with stories. You know, I used to hear my dad say things like, well, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, right? You can.
Uh-huh.
There's this thing called neuroplasticity. Our minds are computers, very, very, very powerful computers that come with programs that can be updated. And I didn't know that. And once I learned that, I realized, oh my goodness, that's the easy button. Stop using the willpower, change the programming.
This is why for the decades and decades of personal development, self-development, I was always coming up against the same issues and the same problems was because guess what? The programming was still the same. That little five-year-old girl that didn't feel she was loved or powerful or good enough, guess what? Was still running my adult life unconsciously. Sabotaging me because deep down inside, I didn't believe I was worth it or that I was worthy of success or independence or love or all that. As soon as I brought that to my awareness, and now with some of the tools that we teach, like timeline therapy, allow us to rewire it, heal it, release it. Guess what? Now we make the space for now the universe to bring all these beautiful resources and it just is itching to give to us to now us to live towards our greatest potential. That's the power of this work. And that's why we're so passionate about teaching people the easy way. Because out there, they don't want you to know that. You know, this is not taught in schools. This is not taught in the general public because it's powerful. And, you know, Melissa and I are master trainers of hypnosis. And from the beginning of time, people have been wanting to squash hypnosis because, for one, they didn't understand it. And when you don't understand things, you fear it. Yeah. And because it was so powerful and it was so simple, it was literally learning how to access the unconscious mind. And that's what self-healing was all about. When people were healing themselves, when people were literally getting out of their own way, and they didn't need a doctor, they didn't need a medication, they didn't need anything other than their intention and their focus. That right there, first of all, those two things are free. You don't have to pay for it. It's non-addicting, so you don't have to worry about it. And it doesn't affect the system. In fact, it helps the system. Now, here's the question. If your intention and your focus is always on Victim Island or on the horror show, guess what your life is? It's the horror show. If you can learn to shift your focus, i.e. clear the screen, and move that horror show off the screen and put up the love story, guess what? This is what your reality will be. You create your reality. And when you can learn to access your unconscious mind and build that rapport, get into alignment, this is when life will become easy. And yes, when people, like, if you're saying right now to yourself, oh, that sounds too good to be true, I was there. I was like, it can't be that easy. And guess what? That is also programming. That programming right there, that, oh, if it's too easy, it won't work, or it must be a scam, or, oh, it must be for them, or it's woo-woo, or all this stuff. That's the programming. We need to unwire it, rewire it for now programming that will serve you. Because who told you that if it's hard or if it's too easy that it's not going to work? Who told you that? Someone told you that. Who told you that you're not worthy of being happy, healthy, wealthy? Somebody told you that, because we're not born like that. We're born with this beautiful essence. And it's literally our job in life to remember who we are. Who am I? What am I meant to do in this lifetime? Before my family told me, before society told me, before me, school, media, all these things told me who I was supposed to be. Once you figure out who you are, and you release all that is not serving you, this is when now your life will be on the path that you're meant to be on. And this is when you will be happy, healthy, wealthy. Because if you're not, just means you're on the wrong path.
And the great news is that you can absolutely do this, as we have done this. And like I said, this was a massive learning for me. The fact that I could rewire my own neurology in order to create behavior and a mindset around who I was becoming versus that inner five-year-old. And we all update our phones, our technology all the time, the moment we get the alert. And what's the first thing it does? Takes out all the viruses, takes out all the bugs, right? It's creating space for the new programming to go in. And that's exactly what we can do with our own minds and our own programming. And it is so incredibly powerful. And we hear all the time, even students coming through our trainings, clients that do breakthroughs with us, wow, that was so fast. It can't be that easy. And yet, even as they say that,
that would be the actual.
Even as they say that, they're already experiencing the difference in how they feel. And, you know, Billy, you talked about it in an early episode. You know, you had that first hypnosis treatment and you're like, what the bleep was that? Because you felt different and you didn't know what it was.
I had no idea the power of how quickly I could feel so different. And it's really difficult to put into words that, you know, that sense of calm and that sense of peace and that sense of quiet up here. Because there's so much chitter chatter in, you know, that back and forth, that if you can just take a breath and be still and realize, wow, I've been creating a lot of chaos and trauma in my life. I said, not everybody else around me. I've been creating that. And when you can learn to just leave that and let it be what you want it to be, as opposed to what you think it should be or what you've been told it should be, you literally, like, life literally is beautiful when you remember who you are. That's the big key.
That is literally what this work is about, is guiding you back home to who you truly are. When we strip back the programming that was given to you, all of the societal programming, parental programming, etc., that has been covering you up for much of your life. All the should-be's, should-haves, et cetera, et cetera. We all do it. And now you know you don't have to keep living that way. And as Billy said earlier, we're not taught this in the school system. Because if we were taught this, we couldn't be controlled.
Yeah, because we're taught dependency. We are taught that we need other people, other things in order for us to do what we want to do. And this work is all about empowerment. And this is why, you know, I coined the term brain trainer, like a personal trainer for your brain. We will show you the techniques. We will teach you the techniques, just like a personal trainer will teach you a bicep curl. Except if the personal trainer does the bicep curl for you, your inner muscle's not going to grow. And we want to teach you so that you are empowered, so you can be out there knowing that you control your life, nobody else. And that is a true sense of freedom when you know that you are the sole person that is responsible for your reality. And sometimes that can be scary when you first start, because sometimes you got to take a good hard look in the mirror. When I first looked at that, I was like, I didn't like what I saw. And when I shifted that, I was like, wow, this has gotten me here. Now, how can I take all these learnings that I've experienced in my life and now use them to propel me forward? And that's what this empowerment work is about, is taking responsibility, accountability, and then being able to create the life that you want from a place of freedom, not a place of scarcity, from a place of abundance, you know, a place of love and joy and happiness, right? We teach, be happy, happy, healthy, wealthy. If you're not happy, healthy, wealthy, you're just doing it wrong, because we're not programmed to be unhappy or unhealthy or unwealthy. That's not the way life was designed. And it's unfortunately our programming just is, you know, a little wonky. And the great thing is we can shift it at any moment. As soon as you decide you're ready to shift your life, guess what? Your life just shifted.
Because the unconscious mind is that fast. And this is the Clear the Screen show. Let's just talk very briefly, Billy, about some of the people that have already come through as demos in this show and the experience they have. You know, we were just doing this at a corporate office yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, clear the screen, it sounds really simple. What does that mean? Well, let's clear the screen. You don't like what's up on the screen, i.e. what's your life? You know, the movie that's playing up on the screen of your life? If you don't like it, clear it. And our anxiety clearing exercise, what we call ACE for short, will literally allow you to do that in an instant. It doesn't need to take months or years of therapy for you to deal with your anxiety. Now, caveat, this is for acute anxiety, this technique. However, we have, if you've got generalized anxiety, this is what timeline therapy is for. There is always a root cause that it's connected to. And if you can identify what that root cause is and then pull it at the root, think of a weed. If you cut the weed at the top, it'll just grow back. If you cut it even down in the middle, it'll still grow back eventually. You might get some time. However, if you pull the whole root out, the weed literally can't grow back. That's what timeline therapy is about. That is what identifying what your blocks are, what your limiting beliefs are, what those unresolved negative emotions are, so that this bag of rocks, this emotional baggage that you've been carrying around your entire life, now releases. And why a lot of our demo subjects and, you know, our clients and our students feel lighter, that's why they use that word. It just feels lighter. And it's because you're literally not carrying that weight around with you. This weight has been lifted. And now guess what? You've created this space. And now just life just allows you to flow as long as you pay attention, right? This is a thing. You got to pay attention. Where is life taking you? If you're going in a direction that it doesn't feel good, that's the universe saying, Billy, I'm making it not feel good this way. So you turn, you pivot. And some people don't. I'm speaking from experience. I just kept going, right? Paul, it'll get better. It'll get better. It'll get better. And guess what? It got worse and worse and worse, because the universe doesn't give up on us. We may give up on us. Our families may give up on us. Our friends may give up on us. Our spouses or workers or coworkers may give up on us. The universe will never give up on you. And it will keep making it more difficult until you pay attention. And it's like, oh, what if I just shift this way? Oh, good. Now she's starting moving this way. And it shifts, it shifts, it shifts until you finally find the path that you are meant to be on. I never would have thought this is the path I would have been on, being a cop for 20 years. Never in a million years would I thought this is what I was going to be doing. And yet, here I am. And life has never been so joyous and so beautiful. And I don't want to say I put a lot of effort into my life, except it's not hard. And the effort I put in is because I want to, and it fulfills me, and it brings me joy and allows my soul to be lit up, this work. That's why I know I'm on the right path, because the other paths weren't lighting my soul on fire. In fact, they were sucking my soul. And that's why I say this work literally saved my life on a spiritual level. It really did.
And I love literally how powerful and fast it is. And another big aha that I had in this work, Billy, and it's literally saved my life too. And if you haven't listened to the previous episode, I share my story and literally how it saved my life. The other big aha here was the fact that our emotions are serving a purpose. They're not something to just push down and ignore, which is the programming, right? Girls don't cry, boys don't cry, be a big girl, et cetera, et cetera. They come to serve a purpose. And so just reframing that for people that anxiety serves a purpose. It's your unconscious mind sending you a message. Knock, 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 knock. You're focusing on the wrong thing. Focus on the right thing, just like Billy was talking about a moment ago. Shift the focus. And then guess what? The unconscious mind can go, oh, look at that. Now you're focusing on what we want you focusing on. I'm not needed anymore. And because the unconscious mind is the home of the emotional body, it can release that emotion. And that's where our clear the screen exercise is so powerful, because we are literally guiding people through, okay, what is the acute anxiety you have? What's causing you to worry? What specific event? What's the end date of that event? We calibrate on a scale of 1 to 10. What is that anxiety at? And then we literally guide you through shifting your focus. And we instead have you focus on the successful completion of the event rather than the horror show that your mind is naturally going to. Because guess what? Anxiety, the definition of it, is literally worrying about something in the future, which means it hasn't happened yet, which means you're imagining it. So you can either imagine it going wrong, or you can imagine the successful completion. And so the anxiety is showing up as your unconscious mind being of service to you, because it wants to serve you, to say, hey, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Focus on the successful completion of the event. And when we guide people through the specific protocol, every single time, the anxiety goes away because it's not needed anymore. Because the unconscious mind goes, look, you successfully completed it and you survived. And that's the really important part, because the unconscious mind's number one role is to keep you alive. So now it's seen that you've survived and the anxiety can go away.
Everything is here to serve us. And that's part of being on Solution City. When you can realize that everything that is happening is happening for you. It's here to teach you a lesson, and it's here for you to grow and evolve. That's the whole purpose. We are not meant to just experience heartache after heartache after heartache. It's because we're not paying attention to the learnings and to the lessons that the universe is wanting to teach us. And then it can be gone. It doesn't need to teach us that. Once it knows, okay, Billy figured it out. Great. Now let's move on. And let's move on. And the anxiety clearing exercise is literally that simple. All these tools and techniques are not complicated. This is not brain surgery. This is not rocket science. Even though we're talking about rewiring the brain, it's not literally opening the brain and, you know, having like a surgical rewire. It's not. It's actually very simple. Honestly, why I got the easy button? Because the amount of times I heard this from people was like, yeah, no, who told you it needed to be hard? Again, programming. And if the anxiety is there just to be like, Billy, come on, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Let's clear the screen. You're playing up the horror show. Okay, clear it. Let's put up the love story. Okay, great. Oh, good. We didn't die. Okay, I was worrying about that for no reason. Right? Because anxiety is about worrying something about in the future that hasn't happened yet. So if you can worry about it and imagine it going wrong, guess what? You have the choice to imagine it going right. It's two options. And that's the whole point of why this is empowering. You choose.
You can choose it. You can choose to have poor show. I did that for many, many years. I was choosing it. Again, that's why we have to take accountability and responsibility for our own thoughts, our own emotions, our own reality that we create. And, you know, there's, again, I always say when people, I talk about me, like, you know, well, it's because of this person this is happening, or it's because of this thing that's happening. No, that's being here on victim island. That's being at the effect of life. If you can learn that everything is here to serve you, and as soon as you can realize that and move forward, because life's going to throw you curveballs. That's just the whole purpose of it, right? If life was just kind of flatlined, it'd be kind of boring. It's always up and down, right? We have highs, we have lows, and through it all, we're growing. As long as you're going in this direction and not down in this direction, you're going in the right way. You're on the right path. Now, this tool that we're going to teach you during this show, and where you're going to see all these demonstrations of the anxiety clearing exercise, is literally one of those. It literally is an empowerment tool. It is literally a tool that allow you to just shift your mind in a matter of a moment. It can literally even be a deep breath once you really learn how to practice and use these skills. So remember, this is a lifestyle. It literally will allow you to keep moving forward, and instead of keeping you stuck. Because we just get stuck for no reason. And we're here to empower you to keep moving forward.
And these tools are so simple. As Billy said, it's not brain surgery. It's not rocket science. We can literally teach this to kindergartners. And Billy has elementary school age children at the time of recording this. And she's taught these tools to her children and they use them. And so the unconscious mind is also the home of the imagination. So this work is using the imagination. And sometimes adults forget how to do that. However, we just invite you to play along, have fun, and tap back into your imagination, because that's part of the other 90%. So Billy, I'm thinking our next episode should be a demo so people can see this in action. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Awesome. So tune in next week to see this in action firsthand, and you'll realize just how easy this is.
And when we take people through, play along, right? Play along with this. No one's watching you. Be as crazy and silly and stuff. The imagination, you know, we're programmed not to play in our imagination. Oh, be realistic, you know, being in reality, keep your feet on the ground. Wait, what? My kids are young. I love their imagination. And when you have young kids, you remember you sit there and you have a little tea party? It's fun. And we just forget to have fun because life is so serious, you know, paying all the bills and going to work and adulting. Why can't adulting be fun too? And if we can learn to use our imagination for the horror show, let's retrain it to use it for the love story. So play along. Anytime you're watching one of the demos, play along. If there's something that you have anxiety around, a specific event or something, follow along. If you can follow the instructions, this will work for you.
So tune back in next week to see our first demo episode. And if you know someone else that needs to hear this, please share this episode with them and invite them to check out our episode next week as well. See you then. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.